thing that's got a little wheel on the front and two handles that they use to carry.
Wheelbarrow, we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Oh, kind of fence they used to have.
Picket fence. And a straight wooden fence, just like a, what they call these kind of fences to keep the cows in. You see them up and down the highways now. Like a Mercedes they got around there, or around their plate. It's straight bolted, but that wide.
Mm-hmm.
But long as that one piece is, and got a nail around to the posts in the ground. That's where they keep the horses and the cows from getting up. See, that's in the milk area.
Well, that kind of got wire with little hooks on it.
Barbed wire. Ever come out?
Yeah. Kind of land that has. You ever get out hunting or anything like that?
My biggest thing was fishing. I never hunt.
Never hunt.
I always want some animal, I mean some deer or rabbits or squirrel with a chip, but I never go out hunting. I never shot a gun, not no rifle.
Kind of land that has water standing in it most of the time.
Marsh?
Okay. Now what if it's out in the woods? Would you call it a marsh then?
Yeah, marsh land because it's salt and real. Then if it goes so far out in there, you might walk into a pile of sand and you call that quicksand. That's something to draw you down into it if you don't watch yourself.
Yeah. What about if they're getting water off the marshes? You say they're doing what?
Sucking it up or drying it up, one of the two.
Okay. What about a big rise in the land that's higher than a hill? What would you call that?
Mountain.
Okay. And then, do you ever have any animals? Do you ever keep any animals?
Dogs, maybe mostly, yeah. And cats.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
If the person owns a dog, what do you call him? He's the dog's what?
Owner.
Okay. And if you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you, what would you pick up and scares you, let's say? What would you pick up to?
Well, if the stick and reach to try to get the stick. But never, as I was told, and you know too, I guess, never run from a dog.
Yeah.
Because the dog gets running, he will catch you.
Yeah.
But if you stop and look in there, he will stop too and look at you. And finally, he'll back up, and you back turn, he will back up and turn and run from you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
Well, if you picked up a stick
and turn. He will put on brakes like Pinto used to do all that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. The kind of animals they used to keep for milk.
Cow.
And the little ones, what do they call
them?
And riding animals.
Horses and ponies.
Okay. And the female ones?
Sow. The male is what do you call the male horse? I don't know what's called the name of
it. Okay. Yeah, they have horses here in the city when you were a boy? They must.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing we did have.
Really?
Yeah.
When did other things start to come in?
They came in around 19. They started coming in little by little around 1927 or 8, something like that. Mm-hmm. Not too many then, but that's when they started coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Those poles, most of them, T-model poles, they call them. Yeah, to crank them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, now, if you like to ride a horse, you say everyone around here likes to. You like to use horses a lot. Everyone around here likes to what?
Like to ride a horse, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you said if you did it. Every day, you say last.